Christ Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, providing information to help you grow your business on eBay, even if you've made a complete mess of the rest of your life. Here's your host, Griff.
Griff is on sabbatical until next week. I'm Lee Mirabal. My co-host today is social media manager Audrey Tracy from eBay for Business. This segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. You may think you're ready to list that item, yeah, but you might need to think again. Louise Sanchez is with us now to explain what we should consider when preparing to list. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller, herbs, crafts, gifts. Louise, how important is category?
Hi, Lee. Hi, Audrey. Thanks for having me on. I think it's very important. You know, when I start talking to a new seller, I always try to analyze the listing before we even go into a price, because everything nowadays has another partner listed. There's really very, very few unique one-of-a-kind items, and even one-of-the-kinds have like items in that same category. So I think that it's important to first check the category that the item's listed in, and for people who have had listings for a while, eBay's constantly evolving and improving all the categories and the subcategories. I've gone in and tried to edit a couple, or I've been editing listings and find that the category's no good anymore, or I've changed my store categories, and so now this one item has been floating around in limbo without its own little category. So it's good to check that every once in a while, but especially for a new seller or somebody not as experienced or doing it as full-time as a lot of us are, that it's hard to determine which category it goes in. So looking at the existing listings is a great big help.
So the first thing is category. Check your category. We're speaking with Louise Sanchez, a friend of eBay Radio's and a wonderful eBay seller known as Herbs, Crafts, Gifts. And she's giving us important things to do when you get ready to list, before you list that item.
Now, Louise, what about eBay policies? What do you consider before you list an item?
That's really, I think, very important, too, because when you're looking at existing listings, I think that what's the competition doing? Mm-hmm. What kind of return policy do they have? Do they have free shipping? What shipping method are they using? Are they using Parcel Select? I just was analyzing Parcel Select versus regular Priority, and it turned out Parcel Select was more expensive than Priority. So I would much rather use Priority Mail than a Parcel Select. First of all, it's like on a slow boat to China, a Parcel Select. It takes forever to get there. And I think buyers like to see that it's going Priority, and they'll quote, you know, 2 or 3 days almost anywhere in the country. So I think that's a good idea to check that. How fast are they going to ship it? Some people ship only on Saturdays. Some people ship 2 days. And I understand that there's people that do custom orders, and I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people who have the item in hand and it's ready to go out the door. For us, if they buy it by 12 o'clock eBay time, we ship the same day.
Yes, and handling time is so important.
Oh, I think so, because everybody wants it yesterday.
Yep.
And then what Hal was saying about best offer. Oh, my gosh. You know, I was really happy to hear that so many people are using that. I have a lady in our meetup group who refuses to buy anything that has best offer on it because she thinks it's too negotiated. They've got stuff, you know, they should be asking what they want and no fiddling around with it. But I find that best offer works, and I don't care if they offer me a low offer. I can always counter back, and I usually tell them, you know, this is my best price. And they come back lower, and I requote what I just told them, that this is my best price, because I don't like to haggle, and I don't, when I'm out and about, I don't like to haggle either. So, that's it. And I tell them that's going to be it.
Yeah, you shouldn't worry if you get a low ball offer. In fact, expect it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's opening the door. You know, we all say, well, it opens the door to communication. You've got a buyer standing in front of you with money in his hand. And all that is very true. It is true.
Okay, so we're ready to list. So
okay.
How about your photos and description?
Well, again, not necessarily how to do them, but we're still analyzing other listings. How many photos do they have? What's the quality of the photo? Can you see every angle, size, inside, outside, back and forth? Because these people are your competition. If they've only got one or two and you're going to do three or four, buyers want to see it all, not abbreviated stuff. And as long as you're mobile friendly, you know, my philosophy has always been from the absolute get-go, 18 years ago, I would rather give more information and have people click away because there's too much there than to have not enough information and have them click away with questions in their mind or have to stop and ask me a question. I want it all there for them to see, and then there's no doubt about it. They just know what they're getting, and they see what they're getting.
Yep, that's great policy. Now, what about the seller's reputation? Is that important?
To a certain extent, it is. It depends, too. You know, when you've got somebody with over 100,000 feedback and they've got a couple negatives or neutrals, well, it's like a percentage. Mm-hmm. If somebody's got 10 feedback and 2 negatives, well, yeah, that's something to really look at. But most of the time, even when I'm buying, I don't even look. I kind of just look at the percentage, and I don't even click through to see their feedback. Don't have the time nor the inclination. If they're that bad a seller, eBay's not going to allow them to sell anymore. So,
you know, I'm that kind of buyer, too. I will look at their percentage, but I don't go involved, you know, get involved in digging deeper into what the people had complained about.
And sometimes top-rated seller doesn't mean a whole lot either, because it depends on how much feedback they have. You know, if they're new, occasional sellers, I don't like the word casual, so occasional sellers, they're not going to be top rated. They're not going to have the same dynamics as somebody who's doing it full time or has, you know, hundreds of listings. So,
but they could also have 100% feedback and be a fabulous seller, even though they're not top rated.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. You know, so it just depends on the item. But there again, we're analyzing for listing. Who is our competition? What is the competition doing that we can do better?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so as we analyze the competition, how do we determine price?
Well, then, okay, I look at highest, I look at lowest, and then I go to sold. Because the highest is the highest, and the lowest is the lowest, and they haven't sold. So, and also, where are they coming from? Are those lowest prices from China? I mean, we were looking on, there's a Facebook board, and they were asking, you know, when, as a buyer, what do you click away on first, or what do you search for? And overwhelmingly, people say U.S. only. Overwhelming, all the opinions out of 50 to 100 responses, it was U.S. only. So there again, who's your competition? Is this item being sold for 99 cents free shipping from China, or is it being sold from somewhere in the U.S.? Have to evaluate that. And then the solds are the same thing. The sold is kind of the medium, middle of the line. Did they take an offer? It doesn't tell us how much, but you can pretty well determine it. If it's a $50 above it and a $40 below it, you can pretty much figure it was about between $40 and $50 that they took the offer on. So you can kind of analyze it that way and figure out what the, you know, what the mean price is. And then, of course, there's the tools like WorthPoint and Terapeak to finally, you know, get really good information on pricing and what stuff is sold. But as a quick perusal, I use the solds and then compare.
How long have you been selling on eBay?
18 years.
Okay. You've been with eBay Radio since the beginning, I believe.
Pretty much, yes. Yeah.
I remember we were at WS Radio, and I was talking to you on the phone.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
We did a whole thing about you going across country.
And then there's one other thing that I like to look at, too, and I point out eBay gives us all these tools to make us, you know, have an advantage over other sellers that may not be as knowledgeable. They don't belong to meetups. They don't listen to the radio. They don't participate in Facebook groups, all that kind of stuff. And one of those is that when there's a lot, like a brown wraparound sweater, okay, if there's a bunch of them, if Audrey had on her listing that she's donating to a charity,
uh-huh,
with that little ribbon next to her title, she's going to stand out. And I'll bet you dollars to donuts she's going to get more clicks on that because she's donating to a charity.
That's a great point.
All everything else considered, you know, even Steven.
Yeah, no, that's great. What we found in our research is that the eBay for Charity logo is actually a proxy for trust. So what that means is that buyers trust sellers who have their charity, you know, who display the charity logo more than sellers that don't trust, that don't have the charity logo. It's kind
right.
of a stand-in. So if, you know, if you're a new seller and you're trying to get established, you may want to donate a small portion, 5-10%, to a charity that you love so that you can kind of build that trust with your buyer.
Absolutely. And it stands out. When you're looking, do a search and you've got a whole column of like items, that one with the little ribbon stands out to everybody else and draws your eyes to it.
Yeah, no, that's a great tip.
So we want to do eBay for Charity, as it's called now.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple to sign up. I mean, it takes nothing. Couple of clicks, and that's it.
And then there's a million worthy charities to support.
Exactly.
Anything from, you know,
breast cancer research.
So. There's all kinds of wonderful charities, large and small.
My last student was a minister. She and her husband have a small startup church here in Colorado Springs. And I was telling her, you guys need to get approved. I would donate to you. You know, so anybody who has a favorite charity that's not eBay approved needs to get on the stick and get them approved, because just one person donating is more than no people donating.
Exactly. That's great.
Well, you know what, Louise? We always love having you on the show.
Thanks for being here.
You know that. We love you. Thank you so much. This segment was sponsored by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship. Up next, active content compliance. Stay tuned for more eBay Radio.
You've heard sourcing products from China can be profitable, and you've thought of giving it a try. Sourcing products from a made-in-China wholesale website means lots of research, and you still can't be sure those products or manufacturers are really worthwhile. And you're not about to fly to Beijing. It's such a crapshoot. Luckily, now there's a better way. Visit Douba.com. You see, Douba takes the hassle out of sourcing products from China. They've already done the legwork, so you don't have to. Douba's lined up an exclusive and verified list of reputable manufacturers offering high-quality products, and they're adding more all the time. So quit brushing up on your Cantonese and put off purchasing those tickets to Beijing. With Douba, you can source profitable made-in-China merchandise that has already been vetted. For a 7-day free trial, go to Douba.com. That's D-O-B-A, Douba.com, D-O-B-A, Douba.com.
To speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
When it comes to listing software, you need a tool that really understands how you work and can grow with your business. 6bit Software is the natural solution because eBay certified provider John Slocum understands. He's been building software for eBay sellers ever since 1998 when he developed Auction Assistant for his father-in-law. You may already know John as the creator of Blackthorn. 6bit is his biggest and best e-commerce tool yet. 6bit lets you run your multi-channel business right from your desktop. From listing to shipping to inventory management. There are three versions of 6bit. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise. So it can grow along with you. And when you need support, John and his team are there for you, just like they've been for years. Auction Assistant worked for John's father-in-law. Now let 6bit work for you. Try 6bit free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.